Mission Control to Konechny. Do you read? Konechny, this is Mission Control Arecibo. Please respond. Konechny, we have lost your telemetry and navigation signals. Come on, just a sound. Anything.
Konechny.
I'm getting something. Konechny, say again.
Control, this is Konechny.
Oh my god, we hear you. Can we turn that thing off? Konechny, are you hearing me?
I can hear you now. Control, yeah.
We lost your nav signals, telemetry, visual comm. What's your condition?
You mean mine personally or the Konechny's? Because I'm not good. I gotta imagine ship's not so good either.
Okay, Konechny, we need a report on the ship's condition. You have to tell us what happened.
I don't know yet.
Let me talk to the captain.
Not possible, I'm afraid. The captain has apparently gone outside.
Into space?
That's the only place you can go to from here. And I have reason to believe that when she went out, she wasn't wearing a suit.
Relativity.
Episode 1, in which everything goes to hell.
Quiet, please! Say again, Konechny, confirm your last...
She's gone.
Who am I talking to?
It's Chris.
Dr. Mason?
Yeah.
Dr. Mason, what happened to the captain?
It's complicated and I don't have all the facts. Everything here is very confusing.
Okay, you gotta give us something here, Doctor. Why are you responding for the ship?
Well, I called up here on the intercom and nobody answered, so I came up here and there was nobody here, so I put my personal comm channel on the main feed so I could tell you about it, and then,
Where is the rest of the crew?
I don't know. I don't see any of them.
You can't locate any of the other 20 people?
In a ship the size of a small town? No. No, I can't say for sure where they all are. I've tried all the intercom channels and I get static.
Okay, then... Listen, has there been a system failure, an accident, collision?
It was something.
It was something?
I'm sorry, that's the best I can do right now.
Understood. We're just trying to surmise your situation from insufficient data.
Yeah, that's, that makes two of us.
You seem to be in pain.
Excellent deduction, Watson.
Listen, we don't have medical telemetry or visual comm, so I've got nothing but the sound of your voice.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get... I thought you could see all our vitals.
If I could see that, I would have known about the captain.
Yeah, of course, you're right.
And I'd have some idea where everybody else
Absolutely,
is.
Absolutely, yes. I just got confused.
Let me ask it this way. How would you assess your own medical condition?
Well, when everything was going crazy, a section of pylon, or whatever you call it, came zooming through the air, and it hit me right in the sacroiliac, and I bounced face first into the bulkhead. I can taste blood, and I'm not sure where it's coming from.
If it helps your diagnosis, you should know that you do sound like somebody who suffered a blow to the head.
You know, my mother used to say that to me. But yeah, I'm also having trouble seeing.
If sections of the interior framework have been damaged, it's likely the main lights are out.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Are you in total darkness?
A few screens are still working. There's some lights on the main control panel, enough to see there's a lot of broken pieces of things floating around.
I have the design team on another channel here, and they're going to talk us through getting the emergency lighting on if it still functions.
That would be nice.
Okay, they're asking if we can start with the assumption that you are near the communication console.
No, but I think I can swim back to it. I know what that one looks like.
Tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
Okay, can you see a display on your right with two gold backlit buttons? One has a plus or a cross on it, assuming they're still lit.
Well, I see several buttons like that.
If you can find the right one, there will be a flat panel switch. It's a momentary contact switch. You should just push it down and then let it back up again.
What color is that?
It should be glowing red.
Glowing red. I don't see it. Just curious, how dangerous would it be for me to sort of run my hand over thing here until I find it?
They're saying very dangerous indeed.
Nice. Okay, Hey, I see two little gold lights and a square button under them. It's kind of orange.
That should be it.
Well, about a meter to my right, there's another two little gold lights with an orange square under them.
Okay, we're pretty sure you want the one closest to you.
And I might get electrocuted if you're wrong.
We're not wrong. You're going to have to trust us.
Okay. We who are about to die salute you. Hey. And the evening and the morning was the first day.
And it was good.
You know your Old Testament.
You mean the Hebrew Bible? Yes.
Well, right.
Okay, can you see well enough to give us any new data?
Yeah, it's actually not as bad as I thought. I mean, the main console is kind of split in half. It's pushed away from the bulkhead, so obviously that's very bad. But the rest of the command center looks like, well, to my untrained eyes anyway, like the damage is mostly cosmetic. I don't think any of this stuff floating around in here represents anything vital.
You sound like you're feeling much better.
I am, yeah, but look, I'm going to try that intercom again. Bridge to all crew, please respond if you can hear this. Anyone at all? Anyone, this is Chris Mason. If you can't get to the command channel, talk to me on my private comm. Curiouser and curiouser.
Dr. Mason, do you feel coherent enough to give us any more information about whatever happened?
I'm still trying to figure out how to describe it. It's like we just slammed into something. I don't know any other way to describe it. We were just, you know, sailing along and then whammo.
Do you see any displays indicating current velocity?
No, but I really wouldn't know where to look.
Okay.
I do know we didn't just stop because,
we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah, so I assume we're still, you know, flying. I just don't know where we are or which way we're headed now or anything.
If we get your navigation signal restored, we'll be able to help. Meanwhile, we're attempting to triangulate your voice transmission, but since it's all quantum, there's some fairly hefty physics involved, and it may take some time.
I'm not going to say I understand because I don't, but I will take your word for it.
Okay, getting back to the captain.
Yeah, when I came up here, there was a light on the airlock, which would indicate someone was in there or had been in there recently, right?
Correct.
And the captain's missing. Her vital signs on my scanner went flat, and I think her suit is still here.
I see.
And there was nobody on the bridge, and I tried to call you, and then boom, and now I'm...
Dr. Mason, do you have any idea about the status of the cargo?
No, I haven't been... No.
Naturally, everyone here is very concerned about that.
Yeah, it's very important, yes. That's why I'm on record as objecting from day one to the term cargo.
It's technically accurate.
Technically.
We will need to know the status of whatever you want to call it just as soon as possible.
I know. I will do whatever I can. Trust me.
We do. We have a lot of work to do assessing the current situation and determining our next step, but everyone else here, we all have total confidence in you. I'm going to stay on this channel, and I'm going to talk you through everything.
Thank you. That means a lot to me right now.
But, Dr. Mason, there are...
Tell me, Chris, will ya? Sounds like we're going to be working closely from now on. We can't keep calling each other Konechny and Mission Control.
Official protocols for mission communication...
Probably don't apply anymore, so just call me Chris, please. And tell me your name?
Sophia.
Sophia, that's reassuring. It means wisdom, you know.
Yes. Listen, there are some things we haven't told you.
Well, that's only fair.
Fair?
Yes. Because, my new friend Sophia, there are also some things I haven't told you.
Relativity.
Episode 1, in which everything goes to hell.
Starred Alana Jordan and Lee Shackelford, who also wrote the script.
Special thanks to Maureen Hannon, Carl Jones, and Karen Shackelford.
Find out much more about this series at relativitypodcast.com.
Relativity.